It isn't very often that an entire group of high school kids are losing sleep with excitement over a practice.
I mean, this is the best feeling, I guess, compared to what you have to go do normally in a normal practice. A lot more fun.
For our players to come and be a part of this, it's really exciting. They've been talking about this as soon as they found out. This has been a big deal coming. We had no problems getting our kids to the bus on time today, that's for sure.
Not a Friday night prep matchup, but rather a practice.
I don't know, I've never really been this excited for a practice before. It's crazy. I can't describe it.
Every member of the Minneapolis South football team was ecstatic with an opportunity to hit the practice field last week. But this was not your typical day on the field. This was a day on the practice field with the Minnesota Vikings.
It's a great feeling because, you know, we just got done dealing with a tragedy and it's been pretty difficult. And so to come out here, It's just great to see our guys not just happy but more bonding. Like right now they're bonding. I think in some ways they're in awe, you know. And so it's a great time. It's a great time.
There were no drills, screaming, or tired legs in the football field this day. Instead, it was moments that will forever be remembered and cherished.
It's kind of like a dream. Like these people are like actually right here in front of me. To them, it may be something like they have to deal with every day, probably something that, it's another day to them. But to me, this is my goal. This is my dream. This is where I want to end up being one day in my life. May not get here, but I'm going to do my best and get here. And so felt real good to be on this field, even though I wasn't practicing, but felt good to be here.
This, for our guys, it's pretty cool. Yeah, they're excited. They were very excited.
As the team gets the opportunity to watch the Vikings practice and meet their idols, the Minneapolis South football program starts the 2014 season with a tough challenge. Sophomore wide receiver Shaquem Adams was tragically taken in a swimming accident just a week before the season began, and his presence is missed by everyone.
So we just want to show South High School some love. They had a terrible tragedy, losing one of their players. We wanted to get them out here at Sea Winter Park, get some love from the players, maybe get a chance to talk to some of the guys, but showing that the Vikings community, they have some support, everybody cares about them, and we're here for them.
It's been tough. I think the first week was, you know, really hard, but as a team and as a family, I think we got over it, and there's still, you know, some people on the team that are still shaken by it, but I think just us being there for each other, you know, supporting one another and doing, you know, fun activities with each other will help us out in the long run and for the season.
I'm living through them. I didn't want the kids to make this a tragedy. I want them to remember Shaquem in a good way, as we are. He brought a very bright light to our lives and still is. The kids got to come here, you know, meet players, faculty members. It's been wonderful. It's mostly for them, for me. I want them to understand that there is life after the situation. And this is it. This is a good beginning.
Helping out a local program in need is what the Vikings have done for the Minneapolis South football program and for the players. They had their most memorable practice of their football lives.
Forever, I think, yeah. Tell my kids, grandkids, all that.
Never forget it. We talked about this yesterday at practice. I said, do you guys realize this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal? At our practices, they, AP, perfect example, yeah, that's who I want to be. That's who I want to be. So for our players to come and be a part of this, it's really exciting.
It's pretty memorable. It's not every day that you get to meet a Viking, nor every day you get to go to a Viking practice.